That's true. Yeah, woohoo! That's easy. Okay. Yeah, that makes your life a lot easier. You don't have to wait by the phone. You don't have to do anything. Okay. Yeah, we need to always double check. Just say, hey, check this for me, Gary. You know what I mean? Yeah. What vaccine? Okay. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Nina's not feeling well. She's had flu, migraine. It's all here at once. Oh, well done. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. You know what mean? Of course, you don't want to be playing yo-yo with the post box. Yeah. Pick and pack. Get them while they're hot. Because like that, the principle of what we're doing is working. We can see it working. You know, it's like once we get people in each pipeline. And then automatically, with a call, with a text, with an email, with a newsletter, they would catch them. Like, because you call, like, when you call them, the likelihoods of them being ready to buy right there and then is going to be quite slim. Okay? We know this. But your job is not to sell them anything on the right there and then. Your job is basically to get them interested or to get them to look at our products. And then going through the funnel, what that does is it reminds them about who we are and what we do. And we just keep reminding people about who we are and what we do. And one day they will say, oh, perfect timing, Rachel. I was just thinking of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Exactly. And you know, like occasionally you get a live, a hot one. That's perfect. It makes your day. But don't get disheartened if they're not interested at that particular spot or they're not locking it in. Like, as long as we can send out these sample packs to them, they're in the funnel. once they're in the funnel, we can push them slowly through. We don't do the, we're not going to go for the hard sell. We're just going to go for education and reminding them that, hey, we do exist. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to feel under pressure that you have to say, you know, I understand. No, but as long as the numbers, that's all what it's about, just numbers. Like, what we're seeing is basically statistics show that if we have X amount of people in the pipeline, say, for example, for every 100 people we have in the pipeline, we may get 2 sales, yeah? If we have 1,000 people in the pipeline, we, you know, we'll get 10, or what is it, times by 10, 20, et cetera, et cetera. The numbers are just plucking out of my ass. But right now, we're looking, to tell the truth, we're looking at a, what we're looking at, so it's 10%, 10%, basically, give or take, return. You know what I mean? So it's a case of, it's just, more numbers in the pipeline, more sales we get. That is it. You know what I mean? Exactly. That's the key. Because what we're looking at is the lifetime value, not just the one-off sell. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like when you look at, you will have all of these people in the pipeline, and then the ones that do sell, the one that do buy, they will come back. And they will keep coming back. They will keep coming back. And then we keep building. We keep building. And this is how the business grows. It's that it is, initially, it's slow. But then after a while, we're going to get constant, every day, there's going to be sales. Every day. You know? And it's just, keeps growing. No, there are no limits. No. No. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not going to worry about that. We definitely. Yeah, exactly. We will be selling in numerous verticals. Like what they call that is vertical lines of selling. So, for example, one vertical that we're doing is telephone, yeah? And then another one would be email. Then online, Adore Beauty. It could, one day we will do TV ads. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. eventually, exactly. But what it boils down to is just timing. That is all. Yeah, because right now we can't do everything that we want to do, because we don't. Firstly, we don't have the time, and we don't have the resources. That is it. That is all. That's the only thing that's stopping us. Like, the amount of people that work with us, it's like there's only three of us, literally. So the three of us can't manage a whole empire. We have to build it slowly. We have to say, right, what we do, we'll start, you know, emails, cold calls, picking those targeted clinics, skin hospital. I've got another one that I'm looking at that is a better version of Spa Circle. It's what's it called? It's called Fresh Clinics. They have about 1,000 registered nurses. Yeah, and what they do is that they basically train the nurses, they train the clinics, they put together all of their systems in play, and then they also sell them products. So I'm actually talking with them as we speak. Now they're reviewing that. I'm sending out samples to them, and hopefully next week we will sit down and have a chat. If that's the case, that will really be beneficial for us. So We are. Like, we're not limited to who we approach anymore. You know. Yeah, we are. I am approaching 50 new people every day, literally. Yeah, and that list is their plastic surgeons, their doctors, their dermatologists, their clinical nurses. It's like the list is extensive. So my database is growing extremely. So that basically... Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah, exactly. So what I'm doing at the moment is, like I said, 50 emails a day are going out to numerous clinics, doctors, surgeons, everyone. I'm not limiting it at all. Now, out of 50, you know, like every day, it's all now automated through my system. I basically, at night, I'll go through my list. I choose who I want to send the emails to, and then that will schedule the emails to go out throughout that day. Now, I'm hoping this process just keeps going and going and going. And eventually, these doctors, surgeons, whoever it is, will then say, right, okay, yes, we're ready. And then the list, once they go through my list, then they get put into your list. You to then call them up to say, this is where we are, this is who we are, etc. So it's about the sequence. I'm doing the top of funnel, and then filtering it down to you and Nina. Just came through, did it? There you go. Yeah, excellent. There you go. Baby steps. Yeah, exactly. They're interesting. You know, now it's just about timing and getting it right and making sure that that works. Because the moment we onboard these guys, our messaging then changes because it gives us brand validation. Doctors, surgeons. I am serious. Don't worry. I've already put it on our website. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, we're not waiting around for these people. We need to, you know, action it, and we need to get this action as quickly as possible. So it's great. It's all good. We just I just believe it's a numbers game right now. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. And then every day, every week, we start expanding. Now, we can't do it too fast because we will fall over. And we can't do it too slow because we will fall over. You know what I mean? So it's about getting it and getting that optimal return. For example, I'm not sure you would receive a daily email from HubSpot showing what we do. Do you get that email? Exactly. Yeah, if you look at the 9 o'clock one, the one that came out, let me just see, call it up. Okay. I can see a 300% increase in calls. Yeah. 159% increase in emails. And it was Thursday. Yeah. By Friday, the machine is now starting to turn itself over. It's starting to work. So, and this is exactly what Jay was talking about. He says these numbers are the numbers that matter. You know, those calls, it should be a minimum of 100 a week. Yeah, minimum for us to move the dial. And then eventually it should get to 200 a week. Yeah, 300. Because once we get to a certain number, the results will come. They will come. Because it's just, this is how the system works. It's not necessarily, it's no longer about, oh yeah, SkinVirtue is good. Like, our products are great, so we will get the return customers. But where it comes to new customers, it's just approaching enough new customers on a daily basis where it filters through the system and then they start becoming customers. Once we get one new customer, that customer then may come back monthly or every 3 months to buy more stock. So then we keep building that. And then eventually we'll have enough customers that you'll get one every day coming back to buy new stock. That keeps turning around. What that would do, yeah. Yeah. That's like a hero product. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping it would either be the Firmin mask or the Ceramist, because those two, they're awesome. They really are awesome. Exactly, and it's got 16 active ingredients in it. All of them beautiful ingredients. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be one of either the Aristarchus or the Fermi mass. And it will happen. But what we need, first we need a marketing budget. Yeah. And that is, you know, we need someone who's great at PR. Yeah. To say, hey, right, the branding, this is, it will happen. It is part of our playbook, definitely part of the playbook. It's just a case of, right, which one? Where do we focus first? Because we've got limited resources, yeah? So it's a case of, if we put all of our resources into PR just for the ceremonies, for example, and then we pull back on everything else, it's a Hail Mary that it will stick. And it's like, how much will it cost us to promote the ceremonies? Because it will just be a social media campaign. Yeah, it would be we could do it internally, but again, it's timing. It's like, do you take away the Well, you know, PR for me is not so much about them, you know, doing the work. It's about their connections where it comes to the editorial editors, you know, the newspapers. It's all of that, because that's how you get it. You want the newspapers, Vogue, whoever, you know, to say, hey, this is the best thing since sliced bread. Hey, this is this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't have that network. We could produce a campaign, but then we do need access to that network. We need to start building relationships up with all of these beauty editors. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest, and I think you would be great for this as well, and I don't want to give you too much too soon, but as a sideline, start building or looking at connections for these beauty editors. You know what I mean? It's like, we have to get it out to the beauty editors. We need to be able to say, hey, it's like what we're doing with the clinic, but we have to be able, we have to have a parallel sort of system for beauty editors. Yeah. I would like to think in 3 months' time we will be ready to actually, you know, roll out to beauty editors. Yeah. Because we would have that sort of traction. And hopefully we'll have other people helping us, you know, what with those initial sales calls. Because it's like, once this starts working, we can't take our foot off the gas. And I'm not expecting you to do calls, this, and this. It's like, it's going to get too much. We want to manage it correctly because the gas, where it comes to the whole sales element, we're going to have to put our foot even harder on the gas for that. Because if that works, when that works, it's going to case of double down on it. Double down again. Double down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 Yeah, well, that's like, but these are benchmarks that we should be aiming for. Yeah, it's like, just not have your mind open to it, that it's going to happen. Yeah, the only question is when. So let's start preparing for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 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 And our pencil's not sharp enough. You know, it's not sharp enough. And you don't want to miss the opportunity. It's like, yeah. It's like, if someone's not going to write your best thing since sliced bread twice. Yeah. We're going to do it once. Yeah. 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 And I think, you know, what we need is to,
have these people that are actually, like, these editors, these whoever it is, they're actually using our products. You know, they're loving the product. It's not just, exactly, it's not just a case of, oh, it's come across their vision. It's a case of, no, it's on their shelf at home. Exactly, we fixed them. Exactly. You know, and even something like that. It's like, you should, if you, whatever you see, just forward it to me, and then I will then target that guy. You know, I can then, Jeremy Hunt. Pardon? Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter as long as what I want to do. Okay. I see him, Dr. J. All right, I'm gonna target him now. Right now, I'm gonna send him one of my connection requests and see. He doesn't ring any bells. I can see his face on his. I'm on his LinkedIn page right now. Okay. I'm gonna talk. Well, I'll target him. I'll target the nurses as well within his office.
How would I spell Unaeus? Okay, well, when you do, Ivan, just spelling his name, let me know, and then I'll also put him in the list. Nina's saying out in the background he's a breast cancer doctor or something. Nina found him. It's called Breast and Body Clinic. Okay. I'll target him as well. I'll target them both. And this is what I mean. It's like, bottom line, the way I see it is that I want to target everyone in Australia. Like, literally, everyone. And eventually, maybe a small percentage. If we can get just 10% of the people of the market, that's massive. Yeah, it's massive. It's like eventually we want to target everyone. We want everyone to have heard of Skin Virtue. Yeah, and okay, it's not for 90% of the people. That's fine. But the other 10%. Can love it, and that's all we want. 10% of the market, yeah. We get 10% of the market. It's a realistic benchmark, and that realistic benchmark means the business is massive in Australia. It's very big. Plus, don't forget, Australia is only going to be, on a global scale, 10% of our world market. So, you know what I mean? It's like, yes, we can corner that Australian market, but once we get Australia right, yeah, once we, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's and we have the systems in place and we know everything that we do is working, then we go to international, you know what I mean? It's like then you can go into North America, into the UK, into Europe, etc., etc. And then that's when it really is another level of business. It's another world. It's like, bang, all of a sudden. You want this to be, firstly, a local brand, then a national brand, then an international brand, then a global. Yeah. Excellent. I haven't seen this response from the skin hospital that you said. I'm looking at my emails, my God. Where have I missed it? I'm going to put Jane in. Thanks. I'm just loving it. Jane.
It's amazing. It's in my archive. Why did it go straight to archives? I would have missed that, Rachel. Thank you. Like, that is strange. Nah, I wouldn't have missed it. What? Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. Excellent. Well done. All right. You take care. Thank you. Bye for now.